You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You feel this nervousness on the phone there?
Sir, I've been trying to make an urgent phone call up there.
Well, I don't think it's something I want to do on an overseas phone.
You gotta make some phone calls. Hang up the phone. Prank caller.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to Packernet After Dark. This is the call-in show of the Packernet Podcast Network. If you'd like to call in, if you'd like to participate in the show, please feel free to do so. The phone number here is 608-501-0718. New callers go directly to the front of the line. We don't have any new callers today, so we'll start off with Andy. No, wait. Keep scrolling. Aaron. We'll go with Aaron.
Aaron here. I'm just going to keep this call short and sweet. So, I was reading up on all this Niners stuff that's going on, of the accounting flubs that they're doing, and it had me thinking about how that they also didn't know the rules of overtime in the Super Bowl. So, as the resident office person in the chat, as too old for this, I'm going to give some advice from Dwight Schrute that I learned that is very, very important in my life. Anyways, so San Francisco 49ers, listen it up. Okay. Know your rules. rules. If you don't, you'll be eaten in your sleep. Bye.
It's not where I thought we were going, but that's a good one. That's even better. That's a lesser used and a little bit of a deeper cut, and I appreciate that. That's what I expect from you. Don't take the easy way out. If you are the resident office guy, you cannot take the easy way out, so I appreciate that.
Know your rules.
Frickin' Dwight, man.
Ryan, it's Aaron from Eau Claire.
So,
just listening to a playlist on Spotify, and Taylor Swift came on, and it reminded me of how big of a deal that she is, and the whole Kansas City Chiefs thing. Anyways, now that Jonathan Owens is a Chicago Bear and we no longer have the Simone Biles connection, I was thinking we need to find a replacement celebrity
Tony
to be associated with the Packers.
Tony Shalhoub.
So, I don't know, maybe like Brad Pitt could become like sort of an honorary coach or something. Maybe he could...
I mean, we've got Lil Wayne. I think Justin Timberlake is a Packers fan. Tony Shalhoub, obviously, was from Green Bay. Who is the... what is her name? I can picture her. I mean, Chris Farley died, but I mean, you know, there's that. Brian Baumgartner from The Office. Who's the racing guy? Usain Bolt. Jodie Foster. That's who I was trying to think of. The actress Jodie Foster, as well as Ellen DeGeneres, Packer fan. So there's a lot of Packer fans, but trying to think who the closest, like, current super fan is. Harry Styles still super famous? I don't even know who that is, to be honest, or what they did. But is that still like a big thing, or was that, you know, so yesterday? Because Harry Styles is a Packer fan. Same with Timberlake. I mean, I know he was huge. I don't know if it's still. I don't know. I don't know. Just a couple names, I guess.
Learn how to, you know, be motivational and all that stuff. Not doesn't need to know anything about football. Just needs to know how to. Maybe he could be like the motivational speech guy since he's an actor. I don't know who else. What other football player can we pick up that can maybe play special teams that
is dating
Jodie Foster? Or married to someone famous?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe
who is Jodie Foster?
Maybe someone like The Rock Johnson. Jody. Maybe he could play. He's still in good shape. Maybe he could play like linebacker or something like that. I don't know. I mean, we don't have to activate him. We just have to have him on the team, so publicity and all that stuff. He can sit on the sidelines until he's needed, that kind of thing.
Oh, she has a wife. That ain't gonna work.
So yeah, what if anyone else has ideas? I think we're hurting for a. I don't know if anyone in the draft is dating someone else that's famous. Or,
Ellen has a wife too, so that
or
doesn't help.
Maybe the child of someone famous or the cousin of someone famous.
Yeah.
How else are we going to get people to watch football? The numbers are down, except for, Kansas City Chiefs with Taylor Swift and all that stuff. So I think we're kind of desperate here. We need to get some more star power, Hollywood power, if you will. So if you have any ideas, let's send them down to Lambeau Fields.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you're being sarcastic, and I understand that this Taylor Swift thing annoyed the crap out of everybody, but I actually kind of appreciated when Taylor Swift was there and we brought in Lil Wayne, Tony Shalhoub, and had Simone Biles there. So it was just kind of like, double middle finger to the Chiefs and their celebrities. I wouldn't mind just having like little bit of star power. I think it'd be good for the franchise. How many people became Chiefs fans because of Taylor Swift? I'm just saying, if you saw a Packers game and Justin Timberlake was hanging out in the box and it was just like, yeah, dude, I'm a huge Packer fan. I come to all the games, and really the Packers are just, not that it would matter financially that much, but they're just comping them, Like, hey, we'll fly you out. We'll put you in a box, next to Mark Murphy. You guys you look like twins, obviously. Could be brothers. Or put them on the field, Lil Wayne obviously is already there for a bunch. And then I think there's a snowballing effect, If it's the cool thing to do, if all the celebs are Packer fans, how many more celebrities? Because, celebrities are very vain and sort of vapid type of human beings. So if it's like, if that'll get me a little extra cred to be a Packer fan, then they're all going to start becoming Packer fans. Then you get more and more celebrities wanting to show up to Packer games. And then the more celebrities come, you get the more zombie type people who just follow their favorite celebrities all over. They all become Packer fans, and the Packers just become huge, man. I mean, they're already huge, but it's just like taking over the world huge, especially as the NFL goes international. They start to see like, dude, why is everybody Packer? That must be the team to be, man. That's the team to be a fan of. Everybody likes them for some reason. I'm going to go do it. Again, I understand a lot of people would be annoyed by that. I feel like it's a shrewd business move. And keep it about football. I am. Football's about the fans, and I'm trying to get more fans, so leave me alone.
What up? It's Aaron again, and I'm just calling because I thought of another thing since the topic of TV shows and recommendations have been part of the podcast in the past.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just discovered a really funny new show on Netflix that, if anyone's interested, it's actually a South Korean comedy show.
Yikes.
And the whole premise is that this guy's daughter goes into like a mysterious machine, and it turns her into a chicken nugget. And then they have to discover why and how and who and what's behind it. And it's hilarious. It's so funny. And it's just the premise of it is amazing. Just the idea of someone turning into a chicken nugget and mm-hmm. having to figure out what's going on. It's pretty outrageous. So it's called Chicken Nugget. If you go on Netflix and just look up Chicken Nugget, just watch it with the subtitles instead of the English
dubs,
language replacement or whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense.
More, better acting with the original Korean language and with subtitles, because it's more emotive and stuff. But I thought I'd recommend that. It's a funny, goofy show that I've enjoyed so far. So, yeah, go Petco.
You know, in a million years and for $1 billion, I never would have guessed that twist that just took. Speaking of $1 billion, I see Powerball hit 800 million and Mega Millions is at 1.1 billion. So let me just make my appeal once again. So I don't buy lottery tickets until they get to about a billion. So I'm gonna go ahead and buy me one of these Mega Million tickets. But just one. All I want when I buy that, I don't expect to win, obviously. I just need to know, like, that I at least cast a vote. You know, it's hard to explain. Let me put it this way. If somebody in my hometown wins at a gas station that I go to and I didn't even try, I would lose my mind. If I go and I get my one row of numbers and somebody in Michigan wins or even in my hometown wins, it's like, it wasn't meant to be, I guess. At least, you know, the timing doesn't, you know, it's just one of those things. I can't not try. But anyways, more importantly than that, my odds of winning are almost zero. Your odds of winning are almost zero. But when you combine everybody that listens to this, the odds are, I mean, still basically zero, but a little bit higher. If anybody listening happens to win, please don't forget me. Patreon.com/Mac_daddy. You can join the $100,000 a month tier, which I will happily create for you and pretty much do whatever you want. I will do a podcast just for you and nobody else. I'll shut this freaking thing down and just do it for you. You know, just throwing it out there. Granted, I think I looked at it. It's like it's less than $400 million that you would get out of the $1.1 billion. Which it's hard to be upset about, you know, $370 million or whatever. But at the same time, like, are you serious? Are you serious? $1.1 billion? You're not even going to give me half? You're not even going to give me 40%? Come on, man. Come on. Do you know the odds of me winning? I feel like I should get the whole freaking thing. You want a piece? Fine. Federal government, here's $1 million. State, here's $500,000. Take it. Waste it like you always do. I'm going to go enjoy my life. Taking like $700 million of this? Like, come on, dude. It's pretty messed up. Now, it depends what state you're in, obviously. But I like when the Powerball and Mega Millions get to this number because the most important thing, and this is the other reason why I buy the one ticket, because it allows me to daydream, and I have so much, like, I don't want anybody to win just so that I can continue daydreaming. Dude, I have been on, like, Realtor and Redfin or whatever website happens to pop into my head. So many times I found our new house. I found our lake house up north, Wisconsin. Found a couple of pretty nice cars. I've thought about getting multiple other vacation houses, but at the same time, it's like, just go to a hotel. Unless you want to do it as an investment, but I kind of just don't. I think it's better to just keep the money in the market as opposed to taking it out and buying a house, you know? I don't know. By the way, if you do win, and if you're better at finance than I am, then don't listen to me, but just take the lump sum, throw it in the market, man. Think about it. If you had $400 million and you got 10% over a year, it's $40 million. So your 400 becomes 440. You could take out $10 million. You still got $30 million that your wealth grew. And you get $10 million to play with. And then you get another pile of money next year. That would be kind of my thing, by the way. Draw down a percentage of the growth, you know, like maybe a third of it. You could do a lot less and still live a happy life, but I mean, what's the point so that you have like $5 billion instead of $4.5 billion when you die? Like, who gives a crap? But I do want it to grow because I fully intend to be a billionaire. I'm not going to just take all of it. That'd be stupid. Anyways, sorry. Nico, did you win the lottery?
Oh, man. See, me and technology, we are just not good friends.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. I called back and I played it again and had to keep touching the phone of the other song I was playing from, or the other phone I was playing from.
What are we talking about here?
Well, just so you know, it was a song about tampons. So if you want me to send the rest in, I will. I guess if anyone mentions they want to hear it, I'll send it in. If not, it'll just sit in my head forever. So yeah, there you go. I think every podcast needs a song about tampons.
I don't think so.
And I know we haven't said the word tampon in a couple of weeks, but just so you know, the word still exists. So, I know Brian doesn't want to hear it. But, you know, it's funny to write a song about tampons, I guess, every once in a while. I've done it once, probably won't do it again. So, go, Pat, go.
You wrote a song about it? I like where I was steering the podcast a little better than where you were steering it, Nico. I'm just saying. But fine. We'll do that, I guess. Why don't we, I hate to end on that or take a break, you know, on that note, but we're going to do it. Why don't we take a break? We've got some Kyle from Madison. We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Holy crap, man. I just played his entire call. I responded to the whole thing. I did all that stuff, and it wasn't recording. Ugh. All right, let's do this all over again. I'm sorry, Kyle, if I sound less enthused, because these are good questions, certainly. And, I mean, this was a long one. But it's just because I did all of this already, so... Anyways.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
Kyle from Madison.
Kyle, good to hear from you.
Question for you, first of all. Now, I see you're doing more stuff on YouTube. Is there, like, if I have the option of consuming your material on any platform, is one better for you? Like, if I watch it on YouTube, is that better for you? Or do you, because honestly, there's days where it doesn't matter. I could watch it on YouTube or I could listen to it as a podcast, but I thought it'd be kind of interesting just what you would prefer, because it doesn't matter to me. So if one's better for you, or if you have a preference of how I listen to your stuff, please let me know. Giraffe.
All right, so I would break this down into kind of two categories. Number one, the podcast is always the bread and butter. So if it just absolutely has to come down to one, podcast, 100%. If you wouldn't mind, though, listening to the podcast and still going to YouTube, make sure you subscribe and hit the bell notification so that if I go live, you can go hang out or whatever. But not at the expense of the podcast. The absolute best possible thing that you could do, though, is if you have the option to auto-download on, you know, the podcast. If you can set that to auto-download, I'm going to get that download no matter what, whether you listen or not, right? It's just going to get downloaded to your phone. So if you have that set up, or if you can... And if you're looking to help me the most possible, set up the auto download and then go check it out on YouTube. So again, subscribe, hit the bell notification and just go watch over there, because I'll absolutely take the views on that any way I can. But this is the bread and butter. That over there is something that I'm just trying to build.
Question. And the more I get into this year's draft, it's such an interesting draft. The more I think, for my mock draft, I've been shying away from Brooks, the running back, possibly from Newbin. I know he just had some knee stuff done, and from Wilson, the linebacker. And the reason I'm doing that is just with everything that happened with Bakhtiari, with his knee, I'm just, for the purposes of my mocks, just saying, okay, the Packers might be a little bit squeamish to take anybody with a knee history.
Yep.
So, and man, there are so many awesome freaking tackles. I don't know what they'll all be in the pros, but, I mean, this is like an all-timer class on paper, it feels like, for the tackle position coming out of college. My question is this. This is a little kind of maybe crazy to some people, not to me. I don't know where it would happen, maybe the second part of the second round or the early part.
So before we get into where he would like to go specifically, let me just add, I'm with you. I'm all in on Brooks, right? I like Brooks, all that stuff. But I think for me anyways, it more or less used to be like, well, the Packers would never draft a guy with an injury history, or they're so squeamish of it or whatever. And it's almost like an eye roll. Like, he's so good, but, you know, forget it because the stupid Packers, blah, blah, blah. But man, I maybe it's for you kind of the same as it is for me, where we've begun to get more gun shy with this stuff because of not just Bakhtiari, but look at the Rashawn Gary injuries. Look at the Elgton Jenkins injuries. Aaron Jones and Eric Stokes and Christian Watson. And, you know, you get to the point where it's like, you know, not to repeat a lame but accurate trope, but, you know, the best ability is availability. And as much as I would love to argue with that, you really can't, because whatever ability you have goes to zero if you're not on the field. And the example that I would give is, look at Preston Smith. Preston has never really been an elite football player, but I swear this guy's never missed a day in his life. Like, he's just always there. He's always there for the team. And I'm kind of done with it, man. We got too many guys that are injured all the time, and not that you can fully prevent it, but I would look at it this way. There are some people who, they're just kind of prone to injuries. Now, you know, it's hard to parse out whether they're injury prone or whether they just happen to have an injury or whatever. But injury prone people are easy to find because they've been injured. Some guys are just durable, right? And I don't know whether you would chalk that up to just massively good luck or if they're just built different. Probably a mix of both, because some injuries are just completely unavoidable. But then there are guys that are just built. They don't break, you know? Well, how do you find those guys? Well, they've probably never been injured. So if you can find a guy that's been in college and has not endured injuries, it's not to say they'll never get hurt. They may be injury prone and have a bunch of injuries in the future, but just haven't quite, you know, gotten there yet. Or, you know, it could be that one injury that sets off a bunch of others. But I'm completely on board with the idea, at least at this point, you know. And again, I like Brooks. I'm all excited about him. But, you know, I point is, I get it. We've had really bad luck with injuries lately, and some of this stuff is not just luck. I mean, Christian Watson thing is not a luck thing. I don't want to be disparaging, but he's got issues. Like, it's just the way his body's built compared to, well, yeah, I mean, just the way his body's built. It's very, the muscle structure is what it is. The skeletal structure is what it is. And then you factor in he's massive and unbelievably fast, and it's like, he's just not built to sustain his own capabilities. It's kind of like, and I'm, you know, I wish I was better at understanding these things, but it's like if you build a car and you just rev it all the way up, like maximal horsepower, maximal torque and all that stuff, but the materials used can't handle that. So when you stab the gas and you try to take this thing up, it's just going to flare out, man, or something's going to pop or bust or burst or explode. So, and again, I'm fully on board with and excited about Christian coming back, and hopefully they have this resolved. According to his dad, they figured it out. Not to say that that means he's never going to have issues, but at least this issue seems to have been resolved. I don't know. But moving forward, we need guys that if we hit, which it's great when we do, and I think Goode has a great hit rate, we got to get guys that hit and can be on the field. Because all of our superstars, as far as I can tell, I mean, I would consider Jair one, even though a lot of people would disagree, he's had injury issues. Rashawn is one. He's had injury issues. Christian, I've said, I think is, but he's never on the field to prove it. Which, I'll be honest, it's shocking he's been as good as he has in these limited times, because he's just, it feels like he's never out there. So we gotta find guys, and maybe I'm being greedy, but it's like, I want you to get a bunch of hits, and I want them to be healthy hits. Okay, is that too much to ask? Probably, but do it anyways. Anyways, please continue.
For the third round, but if the Texas tight end Jatavion Sanders is there for us, I love that personally. I know we've got like Tyler Davis and some people like that, but and Ben Sims or whatever. But to me, those are just barely above replacement level players. We've seen that he likes to use three tight ends deep at times. I mean, that guy, his contested catch ability, I mean, that would just be a freaking absolute video game cheat code with Musgrave and our tight ends with those young receivers. I know it's like a luxury, but man, I don't know. It just would be hard to pass on. The other thing I've been thinking of is with the draft at home next year, do you think Mark Murphy has had the conversation with Brian? Like, hey, man, I don't tell you how to do your job ever, but next year you have to take a selection in the first round. We're at home. It would be huge for the organization, right? Do you think that that is taking place? Because I feel like it kind of has to. It would be an absolute disaster if they didn't have a first round pick next year. And if that's the case, is there a higher potential that they might trade out for an extra first next year? All right.
All right, so as far as the Jatavion Sanders thing, I mean, he's not a my guy kind of thing, but leaving that all aside, would I have an issue with the Packers taking a relatively early swing at another tight end? Not necessarily. It's not my favorite thing in the world, but I don't necessarily hate it. They would, you know, Matt LaFleur would use it, and it would just help to kind of unlock and unload what this offense is capable of, which is fantastic. But I don't necessarily hate that. Again, is it Jatavion? I mean, it does. Whatever Gutekunst thinks it is, I guess I don't care. But again, Wiley's kind of more been my guy, so at least on my first pass through. And then as far as the you know, trade back, trade up thing, I would almost be surprised if there wasn't some kind of a conversation, but I would guess it was not a super serious one. In other words, like it came up like, hey, just so you know, like we are hosting the draft next year. Be great if we had a pick, you know, I mean, do what you got to do. But, you know, I'm just letting you know as a reminder, make absolutely sure if you're giving those picks away from next year that it's the right thing to do. And, you know, by the way, we got a bunch of picks this year. Maybe you can draw from that pool. I'm just saying, if it happened at all, because the Packers absolutely take very seriously this whole division of labor thing and trusting guys. But I could see it at least coming up, if not semi in jest, kind of a, you know, I'm totally kidding, but like seriously, as far as does he trade back for the sake of next year's draft, I would put the odds of that at like zero. I mean, all things being absolutely 100,000% perfectly equal, can Mark Murphy put his finger on the scale? Sure, but that's not going to happen. I mean, if it happens, and I'm sure that'll be the narrative, like, see, they did it for the draft. I mean, look, if they did it for next year, I don't think it's because we're at home. I think maybe it's because they love the class or something. I don't know, but I just, there's no way. It would be, I mean, listen, it'd be cool if they did. As much as it would be disappointing this year, you look at how awesome that's going to be next year, and it's pretty next level awesome.
Hey, 3 minute monster got me there. Question is, with us hosting the draft next year, is there a greater chance that we trade down this year? Assuming that it would just be so freaking terrible to not have a first-round pick when you host the draft. I mean, does that increase the chance that Gutekunst is willing to trade out of the first this year to get an additional first next year so he has a little more freedom, considering what's at stake next year while we host? Because, like, when I'm doing some drafts, it's kind of like, you know, some of these guards, some of these tackles go, and then you're kind of, lately, Jerzon Newton's been dropping.
A lot,
which I think is great, but, I mean, at some point, if you could pick up, like, kind of a mid-team's first-round pick next year, like, a team that has the potential to have a top-10 pick, and you're able to, like, maybe get into the high second and then get their first next year, I'd say do it if
Yeah.
You know, like if Cooper DeJean, if some of these guys aren't there, just get out of the first and then just load up in the second and third and then, you know, have an extra first next year that could potentially be a top 10 pick. I might be in favor of that. Just considering I do think the roster is fairly deep right now and having 16 draft picks like this year or whatever doesn't, they're not going to make the team and I don't think that's extremely helpful. So, we'll see what he does. But yeah, lately I just can't bring myself to take one of these, like, I won't say second tier offensive linemen, but just like not quite stud sure thing offensive lineman just feels like a little bit of a reach in the first. So, you know, we'll see if somebody offers Goody like the totally fake online mock draft trade. But hey, you never know. Oh, you know, boy. With some of these quarterbacks, like the Penix and that kind of thing, if they're like down there in the bottom of the first also, you might be getting some pretty lucrative deals from teams that are kind of mid. So anyway, that's my question.
So check this out. Do I think it's more likely because of the hosting? Not necessarily, but hear me out, because I agree with all your rationale in terms of there's some top tier guys you really like. Then there's some second tier guys that there's a big pile of that you also like. But why not just go back into the second and grab them? Our very broad thinking is probably not exactly how Gutekunst is going to have it tiered. So I doubt they're going to do it. But here's the more interesting question. I mentioned how we're going to be looking at the 2025 draft and we haven't been. Once this draft is over, I think we need to really delve in because, like I said, we need to be the biggest draft experts in the world when we're hosting, and I'm excited to be that. But here's the exciting question. Let's say we do get that additional pick. Let's say we're picking at 32 because we won the Super Bowl, and then additionally we get like a mid-round pick, and let's just say we can get into the top 10. What are we going to do with it? Here's an interesting thought. Maybe it's not the biggest thing in the world, but you know how rare it is to see safeties in the top 10? Very rare. There are three right now that could potentially be in the top 10. At number five overall, the consensus, and these things vary wildly, but who cares? Aubrey Burks, safety out of West Virginia. Then at number nine, Rod Moore, safety out of Michigan. And number 10, Sebastian Castro, safety out of Iowa. They have three top 10 safeties next year. That's crazy stuff. On top of that, you got Denzel Burke, corner out of Ohio State. I wonder if he's like Denzel Ward, who is, I think, out of Ohio State also. You got JT Tuimoloau, edge rusher out of Ohio State. Shamar Turner is a defensive lineman. Bryson Nesbitt, they have third overall at tight end. I'm not packaging two to go up and get a tight end. I can tell you that right now. And then number one, they have Marcus Harris, corner out of Cal, and then Anthony Belton, offensive tackle out of NC State. Not that we can get up to number one, but presumably these things will change. Those are sort of the guys that are seen as top 10 talents. There's also another Ohio State defensive lineman, Tyleek Williams, Nazir Stackhouse, defensive lineman out of Georgia, wide receiver Dominic Lovett out of Georgia. Zion Nelson, I've been seeing his name repeatedly. Didn't he? I feel like, I don't know. Never mind. We'll figure it out. Oh, and a Jarrad Penning. Why not? Jarrad Penning. But yeah, that'd be pretty wild, man. If there was just I feel like because we already have our elite free safety, we wouldn't go up and get like a sort of strong safety at the top 10. But it would be dope if we did, man. Or go get Denzel Burke or whatever the corner. I was just looking at it. And I'm like, I wonder who's in the top 10 if we were to package and trade up. And I see three safeties and it's like, oh my Lord. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. But anyways, why don't we take our final break? We'll be back and hear from Randy in Minnesota.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit, or shop our as-is section for great deals.
You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
This episode is brought to you by Bai. It's Wonder Water. What makes Bai so great? It's simple. From raspberry lemon lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing cherry and Palavo pineapple mango, Bai has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bai and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hi, Ryan. It's Randy in Minnesota.
Hey.
Wow, what a week. Last week was. Aaron Jones turned into the high school diva, got turned up at prom. And he went full skull on us, acting just like a chick. And Devondre Campbell turned into the jilted wife, whose husband took off with a good-looking secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And God, can't get over himself. And then we have Justin Fields. Oh my goodness, a sixth-round pick. What would be perfect? And what could very well happen, Pittsburgh drafts a quarterback in late August or early August. They cut Justin, and we pick him up and make him our slash type back and turn him loose against Chicago. That would be glorious.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm hoping we go offensive line heavy in the first couple rounds. And anyway, like the show. Go Pack, go. Bye.
Appreciate you. And yeah, I mean, it's pretty rough going through that whole thing with Aaron Jones, obviously. This is not my favorite experience. Again, you'd always love for guys to be able to finish their careers here, but doesn't always work out that way, I guess. But yeah, I mean, I just want Justin Fields to succeed. As weird as that sounds, I've been ragging on the guy forever, but he's not a Bear anymore. Like I said, what I would love to do, I think tomorrow we're going to do a mock draft Monday. Maybe Tuesday we can just do, at least for part of the time, just going at the presumed new Chicago Bears quarterback. Why not? Just for fun. I mean, just baptize the guy. I think that'd be a lot of fun. But yeah, I mean, if we could add to the misery by having Justin Fields come in here and run all over the Chicago Bears and then, you know, do the flexing and all the stuff that the Bears fans fell in love. I mean, that would just, you want to talk about breaking the Bears. Oh, actually, do the Bears? Oh, I was hoping there would be the Pittsburgh Steelers would be one of their opponents, but I didn't think that was on the agenda. Oh, I'm with you, though. I'm with you. Let's just do it. Let's just do it.
All right, Ryan. It's full speed ahead draft questions for you.
Love it.
So, if I wanted just a behemoth of a human being from the inside of our defensive line, is that a thing anymore, or have we kind of moved away from like that? I don't remember what the size BJ Raji was, but a large man.
Yep.
Are there any just behemoths,
yes,
that we could look at for defensive tackle?
Yes.
And then my other question is, I'm kind of wondering if maybe the Packers view their defensive edge room as being a lot more scarce than the typical fan does. Because I'm wondering if they're just thinking, well, Enigbare, yeah, he's you know, he had the ACL, I think it was last year, and who knows what he'll be. But even when he was at full speed, you know, he's kind of a rotational guy. And Preston probably in his last year. So really you're looking at just Van Ness and Gary.
Yeah.
And so if the Packers are thinking like that, maybe they're targeting an edge. Who would be like, you know, your top two or three edges that you think they might have a chance at? And then also, I see like a lot of these, like, I don't know if they're really tweeners, but the guys that are like sub 300 defensive tackle kind of guys, if any of those could play like outside, like if Kadjurdon Newton, could he be an edge? You know, are there any guys that you could project actually to an edge defender? I know you're a Chop Robinson fan. That definitely sounds like that might be a thing if you think you can get some production there. But I'm just curious, D-line, but in particular, like, who are these edge guys maybe we're just not thinking about right now? All right, thanks, bud.
Well, I'll give you the name that, I mean, I like Chop Robinson. You know who I like probably even more, as much as it probably sounds stupid, is Braylon Trice. He's built more like the guys that the Packers like. He's a bigger guy. I think he was actually smaller at the combine or whatever, but whatever. I don't care. I have like 270 on the brain. He's a bigger guy one way or another. I'm 100,000% in on Braylon Trice. I almost don't want to watch him again and watch a different game because I'm scared that I'm just not going to get it. I'm going to be like, I don't know what you saw, but that's my dude. I would say Braylon Trice and Chop Robinson are on a similar tier, and then give me the size for Braylon, especially the value. You know, I mean, Chop Robinson sitting at 27, he probably goes way before that. Some people are saying it's possible he's the second edge off the board. The question of where guys go kind of depends on what teams are there, because there's kind of a thought that there's two guys that are going to go early, and then there's kind of a lull in edges that go. And then, you know, so Chop is kind of getting drafted in the 20s, and it's like, well, he's way better than that. It's like, I understand that, but there's just not teams that are taking him. So he could be the second guy off the board and go around 10, or he could end up in the 20s or whatever. But anyways, when you look at the value, let's just say he's 12 to 15 value, or Braylon Trice, who's a second round guy, presumably, supposedly. Give me Braylon Trice every day of the week. As far as the defensive tackles that you mentioned, Tavondre Sweat is the BJ Raji. I mean, it's not even close. That's the dude. I liked Tavondre Sweat a lot as soon as I found out how big he was. But in reality, I don't really have a massive interest in that. And then defensive tackles that could be edges, I don't know. I mean, could Jerzon do it? Maybe, but he's a better defensive tackle, so it's just not going to happen. If anything, it's the guys that we have on our roster right now that were edges that we converted to defensive tackles that go back to edge. Those would be the guys to consider, Brooks and Wooden.
Hey, Ryan, Aaron here. I noticed a lot of your calls lately have been about the ads that are on your channel.
Don't start.
And whether that be tampons or the secret body spray. So I figured I'd call in and play a quick little song about the history and the journey we've all been on throughout your podcasting days the time I started.
Okay.
Anyways, here we go. It started with Ryan selling me from some dude in Wisconsin. If you live in the vicinity, could have it shipped to you or your cousin. And if you get cold while you're waiting for your meat, just put on your Iron Jock hoodie. Silver lining is an actual silver lining that wicks away the sweat and the moisture. And after you've got your meat from Wisconsin, you say to the delivery guy, thank you, good sir. I'm about to make a call on my U.S. cellular because
I don't want them distractions. I just want you and me. So while you're eating your meat from Wisconsin, maybe Ticket King will catch your eye. But whatever you do, make sure you buy the secret body spray and tampon, so you don't smell and so you feel good and so you feel good enough to eat your meat from Wisconsin. Your meat from Wisconsin. Your meat from Wisconsin.